We've got a frontal system set to move through the southwest corner of Western Australia tomorrow, and that's going to bring some strong gusty winds, some potentially moderate heavy rainfall about the far southwest corner, and also some hail. But this high pressure system is the dominant feature through the east. It's going to lead to some very warm temperatures as well. But for Queensland, there's a weak upper level disturbance moving through the southeast. Now, that could trigger some isolated showers about the coast and the nearby inland, and even the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm, particularly down around the southern border ranges. Similar story through the far north of New South Wales. Possible thunderstorms about the far northern border. Some isolated showers about, but most of these falls very light and very isolated. A generally dry and partly cloudy day though through the east. We've also got the chance of a few showers popping up along the central and the eastern ranges in the afternoon. And apart from a clearing isolated shower about the far southwest and Wilson's Promontory, it should be a clear, generally sunny day. Have got a few showers about western Tasmania. They could push through to the central parts during the day, but then they'll contract back to the west in the evening. A generally dry and sunny, warm to a very warm day on the way for South Australia. Winds also freshening about the western half. We've got that front moving through the southwest land division of Western Australia. Possible thunderstorms, hail in the far southwest, and possible moderate heavy falls. Should be dry for the territory, but becoming windy across the southern and central parts.